Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And our last guest for the day is a pleasant surprise. It's our supervisor, Judy Bosworth, who actually came by the studio to give out proclamations, I believe they're called, for all the co-hosts who are participating in the Project Independence and You radio program and are such a vital, vital part of this show.
This was a tremendous honor to not only have Judy visit with us, but to have put together something that is so appreciative of all the work that everyone that is involved with Project Independence Radio is just fantastic. Thank you so much for recognizing us.
Well, good morning, and thank you all so much. It's so exciting to be here to celebrate 6 years of Project Independence radio show. I don't know, the real anniversary is next week,
right.
But I'm kind of getting a preview celebration. 6 years. I know that this is an incredible milestone, and what you have done by being the voice of our seniors for all these years is so important, because by hosting, by co-hosting, by having different guests on to talk about issues, things that are happening in the town, things that are important to know to help you age in place, things that are important to know just in terms of if there's a hurricane approaching,
right.
Just all these different things that you're discussing here that brings information right into everybody's homes.
And Judy, it's just a richness that all of us get to hear about from all different sources with very solid credentials and wonderful organizations that support programs of this nature.
No question. Topics are always timely. Special guests are so relevant to our residents, to their lives. And so it's just great to be here. So I'm going to do a few thank yous.
Okay.
All right. So first, and he's not going to like this, I would like to thank our host, John Ryan. John, you just do an amazing job. Our producer,
thank
Christina
you.
Liu, who's the heart and soul of this. This week's co-host, Ann Hirsch, of course, and the entire Project Independence Radio Show Committee for the tremendous effort that they put in producing the show each and every week. We owe all of our radio hosts such a debt of gratitude for the work that they do to consistently make this show such a great one. So, of course, Ann, here you are, you know, doing this today, and we're so happy. I'm so happy to be here with you. But all the other hosts that you have, you know, all through the years, Otto Lowe's, David Linden, Gerald Peretzman, Janet Entine, Hal Bach, Iris Bunshaft, Sabina Miller, I know Sabina for so many years, Ruth Wasseloff, and Sari Fleisch. So happy anniversary.
Thank you.
To everybody. And one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, a special thank you to Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting at WCWP, Janine Salora, the administrator, Chris Maffey, the engineer from Long Island University. We thank all of them.
And Victoria.
And, of course, Victoria, who's sitting right here. We just thank you for providing us with the space, the technology, the resources that enable us to record and then broadcast the show.
That is true. The station here, run by Dan, it's tremendous. And, you know, there's been times when he's been off and had to come in because something was going wrong with the machine.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, we're getting a call. I'm on my way. I'll be over there.
Yes.
And it's because of Project Independence and you. Now, WCWP has a whole Monday through Friday senior programming. A half-hour program, an hour program, but this was the first one that Dan entertained doing, and it's taken off from there.
It's great.
You know.
It's just wonderful. And you think just all the things that have happened since the inception of the town's Project Independence. It's an aging-in-place initiative, and it's just grown and flourished. We've hit so many milestones.
Yep.
I mean, so here's the six-year milestone of our radio show. We've had our 10,000th service request, our 100,000th taxi ride, and really so much more. So this six-year anniversary is now a wonderful part of these milestones that we're acknowledging. And so I don't know if all our listeners know this, but our radio hosts are volunteers from the Project Independence Program, And they all, and of course, they all do this for the love of informing our audience about how to live better and fuller lives. You know, we never stop learning. It doesn't matter how old we get. It's so important to have that component in our lives of continuing to learn. And so this radio show is such a great way of helping people to continue in their education.
I agree. And you know what is very interesting? Over the 6 years, because as you go around town, the first year, I'm not saying it wasn't a good show, but people didn't know it. Now people tune in. Now people, and it's also streams now. So people have it on their computer. People are away and they can watch it because the information, and that goes back to Christina Liu. The speaker she has on, really, it's educational and it's entertaining at the same time, which is the easiest way to learn.
Well, we don't want a boring show.
No, we don't. Okay. Honestly, it's rare that we have a few. You know, it has to happen once in a while. But it really, it's tremendous. And I just want to touch on one thing in reference to the town, because Project Independence exists because the town of North Hempstead, and this is going to Judy, the town of North Hempstead is so well organized under your leadership, and I mean that very sincerely, and our bond, we have a AAA bond rating, which is the highest rating a municipality can have, and we're the only one on Long Island with it. I think we're only one, I'm sure there may be one upstate, but as a rating, it is so huge, and that is a credit to you, and it gives us, within the town, due to your fiscal responsibility, the opportunity to do these things, because we're not wasting money. Every penny is accounted for, honestly, correctly, and it's services to the people. And for that, I congratulate you.
Well, thank you. And there are some towns in Suffolk County, I believe, that have AAA. But
oh, really?
Certainly in Nassau
okay,
County,
I'm sorry.
We are the only town.
We don't want Suffolk County mad at us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Just to
okay,
to make
I really
sure
didn't think there was.
We have that straight. And the significance of you saying it today is that, you know, every time you go out for a bond authorization, Moody's will re-rate you. So whatever your rating is last time doesn't mean that that's going to be your rating going forward. And so we just got news yesterday that our bond rating was reconfirmed at AAA, the highest rating a municipality can have. When I became supervisor, we were doing pretty well. It was AA1 with a stable outlook. And we worked very hard to get it to AA1 with a positive outlook. And I remember at my State of the Town speech in January, I was talking about how we were AA1 with a positive outlook, and that my goal was to get it to AAA, thinking, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that, but we need to work towards that. And then lo and behold, in March, we got that AAA rating. So it's something that we are very proud of. And, of course, it saves our taxpayers money, because whenever we go out for a bond, the higher your bond rating, the lower the interest rate you're paying. So we are – this is – with these bonds that we will be issuing the rate that we get will most likely be lower.
Right, we will be getting the lowest rate possible.
Correct.
Because everybody who wants safety will buy your bond.
That's exactly.
Somebody wants junk, they'll will be paying more, but that's something that this town doesn't do, which is tremendous.
And, you know, Moody's will cite the fiscally conservative way that we budget, the fact that, you know, over the last few years we've reduced our debt by over $30 million, that our reserves have gone up. And it's all towards doing things effectively, efficiently, and looking out for every tax dollar that we spend.
I agree. 311 I want to touch on.
Yes.
The importance of 311. I mean, the stuff that goes on in this town, it's just tremendous. I mean, and we can go on the transparency and everything you do, but from a senior perspective, 311 is a vital thing for them.
311 is so important. First of all, 311 is the way to get in touch with Project Independence.
Right.
You call 311 and a separate screen goes up when you say that you want to either become a member of Project Independence or you want to talk about some needs that you have, because we want to make sure that our Project Independence members have the privacy that they should have.
Right.
So this is all, you know, done specifically through very special screens that are confidential. But if you need a taxi ride to go food shopping, you do it by calling 311,
right,
and they get in touch with the, you know, the transportation people. You know, I know Christine is, you know, involved with that as well.
Oh, yeah.
So that appointment is made. If you need a taxi at a very reduced price for a medical appointment or some kind of medical issue, call 311. If you want to know about the different services at Project Independence office, 311. More importantly, in times of emergency, 311 is the place to call. I recall, and I've spoken about this before.
Mm-hmm.
We had a possible blizzard last year, and I remember Paula Yule from 311, from Project Independence, she's one of our social workers, coming to 311, sleeping over just in case the blizzard did materialize, because if it had materialized, 311 would have been open 24 hours. And she wanted to make sure that should a senior be concerned that if they called 311, there would be someone there to speak to them, to reassure them, or to provide them with the information that they needed. It just doesn't get better than that.
No, I agree. I have a statistic. As from January through the end of August, there's been 17,124 Project Independence calls put into 311.
What can you say to that other than wow?
I know, of which 1,440 were health and mental issues. So some were just exercise classes, but somebody in need of some sort of social worker, a doctor or something, 1,400 calls came in.
And you know, Project Independence provides so many services, and it really is through Project Independence that so many of our seniors are able to stay in their homes. And that is the goal. We want our seniors who have given so much to this town.
Right.
They've paid their taxes. They've sent their kids to school. They've really been the backbone of what we do here in the town. And now we want them to be able to stay in their homes. And using Project Independence services really helps them to do that.
The which I bring it up all the time. It's a Harvard study. The three most important things in aging is diet, exercise, and socialization. And we take, I mean, your diet and your exercise, you're pretty much on your own. Oh, no, exercise we
no,
have. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's not
I'm sorry.
True.
Diet's the only one. We don't feed you. But exercise and socialization. And the number of people going to the senior centers and the community centers and all the programs that are through the town. And we usually read them off at this point in time. We're not doing it today. That you're at. And all the different things that seniors can participate on such an array of events.
And today was a great example of how you've even gone beyond as far as offerings that are going on at Nassau Community College.
Right.
And all of the things, it's so rich. There's so much in this general vicinity that is available to so many of us.
Absolutely. So, you know, you talk about diet and that we have No. That was a little private joke. But in fact, you know, I look at what's going on now at Magnolia Gardens. And so Magnolia Gardens is one of our senior housing apartment facilities for residents. They've now, I mean, the name is very good when you say Magnolia Gardens, because they now have raised garden beds with plenty of vegetables. They even have a chicken coop, and I know many people saw the article in Newsday of, you know, us holding chickens, but Magnolia Gardens has chicken coops too, and they're home to 16 egg-laying chickens. And so this initiative was spearheaded by the North Hempstead Housing Authority and the seniors living at Magnolia Gardens. So believe it or not, they collect about 24 fresh eggs each week, and the eggs are shared among the residents at a group meal in the community room. And along with the fresh eggs, they also have the garden beds with vegetables, including tomatoes, green beans, watermelon. They even have corn. So this farm-to-table concept allows the residents of Magnolia Garden to work together on their small farm. Everybody enjoys being able to be together, to eat together, and really to benefit from the fruits of their labor.
And what's really nice, which I attended...
That is amazing.
It's so cute.
I attended was you had a nutritionist come in through the Cornell Extension Program.
Correct.
Who even took it a step further and went into the healthy eating and items. So it's wonderful.
So I was
there. You
know
what I'm going to do? If you can hold that thought.
Sure.
Because we have to take a break. You're listening to Supervisor Bosworth on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.